Bible said in John chapter number 6 and verse 1, he said, after these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. And a great multitude followed him, because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming to him, he saith unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Philip answered him, 200 pennyworth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may take a little. One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon, Peter's brother, saith unto him, there is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? Verse 10, the Bible says, and Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now, there was much grass in that place, or in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fishes as much as they would. Verse number 12 brings our thought. The Bible says, when they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. You pray for us this morning as we go to the Lord in prayer. I need the Lord's help. Amen. You need God's word. I need God's word, and we need his help. Amen. You pray for us. Father, we thank you again for the day that you've given us, realizing and understanding we're nothing without you. And God, without your help this morning, it's all in vain. Lord, without the Spirit of God, these things are of no count. And Father, I pray that you'd help us. God, give us understanding. God, as we said, give us wisdom. And I pray, Father, we realize the importance, Lord, of wasting nothing. I pray you'd watch over us. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. In John chapter number 6, of course, we find the feeding of the 5,000 mentioned in John, in the Gospel of John. And we also find it in the book of Matthew, in the book of Mark, and also in the book of Luke. And I will say that you can get what you need from those 4 accounts. Amen. I believe you can get the whole story. You can get exactly what took place. And one man said it like this. He said it's kind of like sitting a glass in front of a large congregation. He said the people on the right side might see a little different than what the people on the left side see. He said the people behind that glass can tell you what's on the back of that thing. He said, but if you'll take all of them's thoughts and put them together, you'll get the picture of the glass. Amen. So I want to encourage you to read these accounts. Amen. Amen. That speaks of the feeding of the 5,000. I think that's important. Amen. It's mentioned all 4 times. I mean, everybody covered it. There's some things that God only allowed to be pinned down one time. Amen. Remember the Samaritan woman at the well? The woman at the well, it's only mentioned in the book of John. Amen. Amen. Not that it's any less important, but I will say this. This must be pretty important. Amen. Amen. For all the men to record, amen, what they seen and what they saw, if you will. But notice in John chapter number 6, we realize this miracle that took place, and God had blessed them abundantly. Would you agree with me? I mean, this was an act of God. This wasn't nothing that man could do. Man couldn't come up with anything but 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And I'll say this, amen, that was accomplished and that was done was a God thing. Amen. God blessed them in a mighty way. But notice in verse number 12, and that's where our thought comes from, and I just want to preach to you what God's laid upon our heart. We'll close and be gone. Amen. But the Bible said in John chapter number 6 and verse 12, and they were filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. If I could preach on a subject this morning, or maybe even title a message, I'd like to title it in this way. Don't waste what you got. Amen. Don't waste what you got. I mean, God began to impress upon our heart and begin to think about the subject here in the book of John chapter number 6. And boy, this thing began to just stick out to me as I was reading throughout the book of John this past week. And here I highlighted this thought and I thought, boy, what a good subject to think about. What a good subject to preach about. What a good thought, amen, for us to hinge on this morning. And God began to deal with our heart on some things, amen, if we're not careful, that we'll waste. But if I can, I'll say this, that this morning there's some things, if we're not careful, amen, we'll waste. And I couldn't help but think about the thought here. Everybody was filled, amen. Could you agree with me this morning? I mean, according to the Scripture, there was none left hungry. I mean, all of them was filled. They had what they needed. Amen. But according to the Word of God, there was some 12 baskets, if you look in the other counts, or even verse 13. The Bible said, therefore, in verse 13, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of 5 barley loaves, which remained over and above unto them that had eaten. Now, mind you, these were 5,000 men beside women and children. Amen. There's no telling actually how many was gathered around. We have the account of the men. Amen. But he said in the other places beside women and children. Amen. There was a great multitude, amen, that had been blessed. And they were all filled. And oftentimes when we're filled and when we're satisfied, amen, we take for granted, amen, those things that maybe are left over. But I will say they was left over for good rhyme and reason. I really believe that, amen. I believe that God knew a journey had come upon maybe those individuals that would, no doubt in my mind, partake of that fish and partake of that bread, that was sure appreciative of them later on, amen. But I got thinking about the thought, amen, don't waste what you got. And the first thought that come to my heart and mind, amen, as we pass through this subject that's found in John chapter number 6, amen, was the days of our youth. For those here this morning that's well able and capable of going and doing, I'll say, hey, don't waste it, amen. Don't waste the days of your youth. I really believe with all our heart, amen, if God's give you breath and strength, amen, you ought to do something with it for the glory of God. Amen. I really believe that. If you turn your Bible to the book of Ecclesiastes, I want to go over this, and I really believe it's important that we look at it together. Amen. Amen. The book of Ecclesiastes, turn to the Scripture. In the very last chapter of that book, amen, we find a poetic picture of an old man. I've mentioned that in times past and really felt as if that's where the Lord would have us to touch on, amen, for one of the thoughts that no doubt needs to be mentioned. That is the days of our youth. Now, I don't count myself as being old, amen. I just don't. I remember there was a time in my life I thought that 25 was old. When I was just a kid, I thought 25, that'd be getting some age on me. But then when I reached 25, I thought, boy, 25 ain't old. Then I thought, boy, when a man gets 35, he's going to get old. Now, no doubt he feels older, but when you get 35, you don't think that 35 is old. There's one lady made this statement. She said, I think like I'm 16, even though that I'm nearly 80. She began to talk and tell about that. And she said, my mind says I can, but my feet says I can't. And I got thinking about that, pondering on that. Amen. But I'll say this. If you're able to go and do, amen, you ought to consider it, amen, an opportunity, no doubt a blessing, amen, that God's blessed you with. Just like the 5,000 were fed with the bread and the fish, what a blessing. Amen. If God's give you opportunity, amen, to go and do, what a blessing that is. What a blessing it is. I'll say this again. Don't waste what you got. Amen. Don't waste what you have. Amen. But use it for the glory of God. The Bible teaches us in Ecclesiastes chapter number 12. Chapter number 12. Look at this with me. I think it'd be good for everybody. Look, amen, I just want to go over this, and I really believe it'd be good to you to look to it. The Bible said, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. I have actually heard this statement made and mentioned by many people that has got to the place where they could not go, where they just can't do. I mean, there's no pleasure in that time. Amen. I remember a young lady or an older lady had made this statement. She said, "I wished I could attend the house of God." She said, "But I'm not able anymore. I can't get out of the house. I can't get out of the bed hardly." Amen. And I'll say this, while we can, while opportunity's given, we ought not waste what we've got. Notice in the scripture here, this is nothing more but a poetic picture of an older man. Amen. I like this. Notice in verse number 2, it paints a beautiful picture of the way life no doubt goes. Look in verse 2. He said, "While the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain." In other words, while everything's looking good, amen, you ought to be about the Father's business. Amen. You ought to be about the Father's business, whether it be in prayer, in study, in a conversation. Amen. Whether God's allowed you to teach or preach or no doubt in my mind, witness or just do whatever God sees fit for you to do. Amen. You ought to do it while you can. Because there'll come a time in a day that you'll not be able to. If time tarries and God allows you to live long enough, I'll say there'll come a time where you'll not even be able to get out of bed. Amen. Say amen. I know a lady yesterday, she turned 99. Of course, she's fixing to turn 100 years old. Her next birthday, she'll be 100 years old. And she cannot do for herself. She's in that position and in that place. And she's looking for home, amen. She's looking for home. But while everything's looking good, amen, we ought to be about the Father's business. Look in verse 3. He said, "In the day when the keepers of the house should tremble." Of course, he's talking about the old man's legs, amen. Look at this. When the keepers of the house should tremble, when the strong men shall bow themselves. Somebody said, "Preacher, what's he talking about?" He's talking about his back, amen. He's not able now to walk like he used to walk. And he's not able, amen, to stand up straight like he used to stand up straight. Amen, and bear the load that he used to bear. But then he goes down to say this, "And the grinders cease because they're few." Would you agree with me there? Amen, that happens. Amen. I begin to think about this poetic picture of this old man. Even the Bible teaches us, amen, to remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. And he said, he mentions these grinders, how that there are few. And those that look out the windows be darkened. No doubt in my mind, there'll come a time when a man's eyes, they begin to leave. I remember, I'll use Brother Michael as an illustration. I used to, he could get up here and he could flip any song book he wanted through and he'd sing, but now he's hunting his glasses. Amen. Age is catching up with not only him but me and you and everybody else that's in this room. Amen. I mean, there's a time coming when we'll not be able to. Look in verse number 4. He said, "And the doors shall be shut in the streets." Amen. Amen. The time where he got out, amen, and went and run, amen, no longer is he able to do. He said, "When the sound of the grinding is low." Amen. Now his hearing's not like it used to be. Look in verse number 4 on down. The Bible says, he said, "And he shall rise up at the voice of a bird." Amen. In other words, he just can't sleep. Amen. I mean, you ever got around somebody that's got a little age on them and they tell you about, "Hey, I just can't sleep," amen. They're up all night. They just can't sleep, amen. And no doubt in my mind, they can't hear like they could hear. They can't chew like they could chew. They can't stand like they could stand. Why? Because their youth is leaving them. I'm telling you, don't waste what you got. You better use it while you can, because it's leaving, amen. It's leaving, the Bible says and teaches us. Listen, the latter part of this, he said this in verse number 4, the latter part, "And all the daughters of the music shall be brought low." Amen. In other words, they used to sing in a choir. Now they can't sing in a choir like they used to sing. Amen. I mean, they just can't reach those notes that they used to reach. Amen. Look in verse 5. The Bible said, "And when they shall be afraid of that which is high." I remember Brother Ray speaking about this, and he mentioned it. He said, son, there was a time in my life, he said, when I was across seas, he said, I'd jump out of planes. He said, helicopters. He said, none of that bothered me. And then if he got to the place where he didn't like to drive above 35 mile an hour. Amen. I mean, think about it. I mean, what a picture we find in the book of Ecclesiastes. Amen. About a man's youth, but how that leaves him, and these things begun to settle in. Look in verse number 5. And when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way. Amen. Look what he said here. And the almond trees shall flourish. Amen. In other words, the white hair settles in. The gray hair, amen, begins to take over. Amen. The youth is beginning to leave. Amen. Why? Because his days are numbered. And because, amen, it's been appointed unto him once to die. Are you listening to this? Your life's leaving. Amen. Don't waste what you got. Don't waste what you got. The Bible says, it said, the grasshopper shall be a burden. Just little things, how they annoy a man when he gets older. Amen. That's just the way it is. I mean, I've heard people, my grandmother, I'll use her for illustration. She's done went on to be with the Lord. Amen. But as she growed older in age, amen, I'll say she began to talk about things that she normally didn't talk about, amen, just because those things annoyed her. And then she was beginning to speak out about them in such a matter, such a way that we knew, amen, Granny's getting older, amen. The Bible said, and the grasshopper shall be a burden to you, and desire shall fail. In other words, romance had left. Amen. That's what he's saying. He said, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Notice in the scripture in verse 6, he said, or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. This is talking nothing more, nothing less. Amen. About his insides. Amen. Amen. His lungs is not as strong as they used to be. Amen. His heart don't keep up like it was. Amen. I mean, the things of the matter is, amen, the Bible teaches us and tells us, amen, that we're going to grow old. Amen. We're growing older. And therefore, we should not waste, amen, the opportunity or the days of our youth. Look at this, verse 7. I'm almost through. The Bible said, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Notice the writer of the book of Ecclesiastes said, vanity of vanity, saith the preacher, all is vanity. Amen. I got thinking about how if we're not careful, we'll waste what we've got. Amen. The time that God's gave you is precious. Let me go ahead and say this. The scripture says, and he mentions, he said, what is life? He said, it appears for a little time and then vanisheth away. It's like a vapor in one place. He mentions, he said, it comes and then it goes. Amen. I was speaking to a man here the other day. He said, hey, it just seemed like it was yesterday. I was at home going through school. Amen. Going about my day-to-day life, dating and here and there. Amen. He said, but now those times have already passed. He said, where has time gone? Well, I'm going to tell you, it'll go the same place for you as it did him. It'll go fast. Amen. But you better, as well as I better, amen, take heed to the scripture. We ought not waste what we got. Young folks, you're not the church of tomorrow. You're the church of today. Amen. I've heard many men say that. They're the church of tomorrow. They're today. Amen. They're the church of today. Sure as they're born again, saved by the good grace of God. Amen. You ought to be about the Father's business as well. Amen. You ought to tell that classroom mate, amen, about Jesus. Amen. You ought to be a witness to them. You ought to be a help to them. Try to encourage them, amen. Be that God wants you to be today. And a lot of people think about this. I've got plenty of time. Let me go ahead and tell you. You don't know how much time you got, amen. Now, you don't know how much time you got. I don't know how much time I've got. But I'm asking, if you will, do not waste what you've got, amen. Do not waste what you've got. And I was thinking about that, amen, being my next thought, amen. Looking at this passage of scripture in John chapter number 6, I was thinking about the opportunity to witness. And I'll say this, we ought not pass that up. Amen, we ought not waste that opportunity that God's give us to witness. Amen, would you agree with me that this morning? I mean, you'll run into people that I won't run into. Amen. You'll talk to people that I'll not talk to. I'll preach in front of congregations that you'll probably never get to speak to. Amen. But the thing about it is, we should not waste the opportunity to witness. Amen. We shouldn't waste the days of our youth, nor should we waste the opportunity to witness. Some of you have got a mama, amen, that's never been saved. Some of you have got a daddy that's never been born again. Amen. Some of you that's got a grandmother, amen, that's never passed from death from the life. She needs to hear you, amen. A brother or a sister, a co-worker, a family member, amen. We ought to have enough concern about us, amen, to reach out to them and talk to them about the goodness of God. I believe you ought not waste that opportunity, amen. When God gives you that opportunity, I believe it'll be as evident as it possibly can be, amen. I don't believe in busting down doors, but I believe when God opens one, you ought to step in it. A lot of people just force her. You ever seen somebody forcefully try to witness to somebody? I'll tell you, that'll go south quick, amen. But when God the Holy Ghost allows the door to be open, you better be willing to step in it, amen. But you not only better be willing to step in it, you better be prepared to step in it. Amen. You better be prepared to step in it. The scripture says this. Let me read this verse to you. He said this, I thought it was interesting. He said, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. He said, and be ready always to give an answer to every man. I believe you ought to be a ready people. Paul said that he was ready to preach. He said he wasn't ashamed of the gospel, but he was ready. He was ready to preach the gospel to them. Amen. And I will say this morning, amen, without apology, God gives us the opportunities. And when God gives us the opportunities, we will be held accountable for it. One day after a while, I believe when we stand before the Lord, when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Amen. That's going to happen. But I believe at the judgment seat of Christ, amen, when we give an account for the things done in this body, whether it be good or bad, amen, I believe with all my heart, amen. I do believe, amen, that one day we'll give an account for the opportunities that God has gave us to witness. Whether we did, whether we didn't, is entirely up to us. But according to the book of Ezekiel, the blood of those that no doubt we didn't witness to and didn't tell, it'll be upon our hands, amen. God give you time. God give you the youth and the ability to do it. God give you the opportunity. God give you the open door. And you simply was too ashamed. Simply went around it and said, I'll let somebody else do it. I'll let somebody else bring it up. I'll say, shame on us, amen, if we'll not step in the door of opportunity. If I can, please remind yourself, don't waste, amen, that opportunity, amen, to witness. I was looking at some places in Scripture. Turn with us if you will. Amen. The Bible speaks in John chapter number 4 and other places about these that witnessed. If you remember the little woman at the well. Amen. What a blessing, amen, to go back through that story in John chapter number 4 and realize and understand that boy, she made a difference in those men's lives. She made a difference down at the city, amen. The Bible said and teaches us, that she had mentioned, let me tell you, a man that told me all things, amen. Amen. She went, she left her water pot behind, by the way. Amen. She left her tradition back behind her. Amen. She left her old ways and things behind her, amen. And then she began to witness. Look in verse number 28 of John chapter 4. The Bible said the woman left her water pot and went away into the city and saith unto the men. Some of us just need to speak up. Amen. Notice what she said. Come see a man which told me all things that I ever did. That ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And of course they realize in verse number 30 on down through 38. I encourage you to read that, but for the sake of time, look in verse 39. The Bible said, and many of the Samaritans of that city believed on him for the saying of the woman, which testified, he told me that ever all that ever I did. Notice the scripture. The Bible says this, and many of the Samaritans believed. Of that city believed on him for the saying of this woman. If you keep quiet, amen, if you don't say anything, nobody will know, amen. I mean, nobody will understand. They're lost, amen, in need of a Savior. They'll never understand, amen, that Jesus is the only way. Amen, they'll never understand until somebody says something about it. But by her speaking up, we realize these men, they believed. But now look in verse number 40. The Bible said, so the Samaritans were come unto him. They besought him that he would tarry with them, and he abode there 2 days. And many more believed because of His word. None of this would have ever come about, amen, without the woman, amen, leaving her water pot and going to such a city and saying what she said. Amen. No doubt, come and see a man. Notice in verse 42, and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard Him ourselves, and know this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Amen. They'd have never had that opportunity without such a woman to go tell them. Amen. They'd have never had that opportunity according to Scripture. Then we flip on over and we begin to think about these verses. Look at this. I'm talking about wasting what we've got. Don't waste the days of your youth. Don't waste an opportunity, amen, to witness. The Bible teaches us in the book of John. Notice in chapter number 3. Notice in the Scripture. Amen. The Bible teaches us, and I said John chapter 3, John chapter number 1. Flip back a page. John chapter number 1 in verse number 35. John chapter 1 in verse number 35. The Bible said, and again the next day John stood and two of his disciples looking upon Jesus as He walked and saith, behold the Lamb of God. Then look in verse number 37. And two disciples heard Him speak, and they followed Jesus. Here John was just preaching and witnessing, amen. Here John was just waving the big banner of grace, amen. And here was two disciples that came. And if you'll notice in the reading, one of those disciples, his name was Simon, amen. That was Andrew's brother. That was Peter's brother, amen. And if you'll remember, old Simon went down to Peter's house, amen. And he told him, amen, about the goodness of the Lord. Well, then you read about how that Peter, no doubt 3,000 souls were saved. Amen. In the book of Acts, we read about some 3,000 souls were saved. And it all revolved around this witness, amen. This one that told him, could you imagine, amen, being the little preacher in the backwoods where Billy Graham got saved by the good grace of God? Amen. What if he wouldn't have preached? What if he wouldn't have witnessed? What if he wouldn't say anything? I'm telling you, we ought not waste our opportunity. We don't know, amen, what it might take, amen. We don't know what might take place or happen if we just speak up. And then we read on down, amen. We read on down by a name, another man by the name of Philip here. And of course, we realize that Philip, he told Nathanael. Then Nathanael, of course, he come to Jesus, amen. And the process went on. Then you read about these men in the book of Acts, how they preached the gospel, how that they won souls, and how, no doubt in my mind, their word was not in vain. Are you listening to me this morning? Do not waste your opportunity. Amen. As a child, amen. Amen. As an individual that's got strength. But not only that, amen, we ought not waste that opportunity to witness. You better tell somebody about the Lord, amen. You better tell somebody about Jesus. The Bible teaches and tells us, amen, of the importance of these things. I like what he said, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost, amen. Don't waste any of it. There'll come a time. There'll come a place, amen, where you'll want that fish. There'll come a time where that bread will be good. Amen, don't waste it. It'll be beneficial to you. Don't waste it, amen. Keep it up. Gather it in your baskets, amen. Take it with you. Don't waste it. The Bible teaches us and tells us about being born again. And I'll close with this thought. Amen. No doubt in my mind, lots of people's getting an opportunity to be saved. I really believe that. Amen. I'd quit, fold up my Bible and leave. Amen. If I didn't think that God's grace still wasn't able to save souls. Amen. I mean, God's still able. He's still in the saving business. But if you're here this morning, amen, if you're here this morning, amen, you ought not waste that opportunity to be saved, amen. Amen, you ought to come, amen, to the Lord while you can. He said today, according to the Scripture, He said today is the day of salvation. If I wasn't sure, I'd make sure before I left. Amen. I wouldn't waste that time. The Bible said, no man cometh to the Father except to be drawn. I remember when God the Holy Ghost revealed to me I was lost. Amen. And I realized I understood that I needed to be saved through and by the preached word of God. Just as sure as God's dealing with you and talking to you through His word. Amen. You need to come to the Lord. Amen. Opportunity to be saved. The Bible teaches us, amen, that straight is the gate. Narrow is the way. And I'll say that gate, that way is Jesus. Amen. And I'm telling you, we ought not waste that opportunity. Yeah, you ought to come to Jesus. Missy, come. Amen. Be getting us a song together. Amen. Be getting us maybe just something to play together. But I want to read this verse, and I want you to think about it this morning if I can. if you will, in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3, he said, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? I'll go ahead and tell you, you're not going to escape. Amen. You're not going to escape if you neglect so great a salvation. I want to encourage you, young folks, do something for the Lord while you can. Amen. Don't wait and say, hey, I got plenty of time. Don't think, well, I'll do it tomorrow. Don't put it off because tomorrow may not take place. Amen. Don't waste what you've got. Amen.